essentially the declaration's calling for a free and open referendum by the people of West Papua on the right to self-determine, and I agree in that. I agree with that. I agree with democracy, and sometimes democracy needs a nudge. So I had the opportunity to sign a petition, and I did.
Now, you are the only MP from New Zealand's ruling National Party to sign this amongst 11 in total from New Zealand.
Yeah.
Why do you think there hasn't been more support from your government and your party?
I have no idea, really. I'm a co-chair of our cross-parliamentary human rights group. So I signed it as a member of that and as a MP, using my own voice. We didn't have a discussion about it in caucus at all. I haven't had a huge discussion about it with others. So I don't know why they didn't sign it, but I'm pretty sure I know why I did.
Are you at risk of putting yourself out there? Will you be possibly criticised from within your party for choosing to sign this?
Well, I haven't been criticised. No one's spoken to me about it. And there's been a little bit of press about my signing it over here in New Zealand. But so far, nobody's approached me suggesting I've done the wrong thing.
Obviously, it is a delicate situation and the relationship with Indonesia might be something that's come into play. Are there concerns, do you think, within your government that supporting the Westminster Declaration might potentially sour relations with Indonesia?
Well, I think obviously that's something that might be going on at the front of the head of the Minister for Foreign Affairs, but in respect of me exercising my rights as a member of parliament, I don't think it's caused any embarrassment, or I would have heard, no doubt.
But in general, do you think that might be part of the reason why there is hesitation for others to also show their support and sign the declaration?
Well, I'm just not sure in that we certainly haven't received any instructions in caucus or anything else about it. So I can't see that, there's no party line that's been crossed. It may well be, I'm not sure what the situation is between our government and the Indonesian government with respect to West Papua, but it wouldn't surprise me if there's an agreement not to embarrass one another. But I didn't seek any advice on it. I did what I thought was right, and I'm happy with my decision.
Now, it's clear from yourself and the other 10 MPs who have decided to sign the Westminster Declaration that there is growing political support in New Zealand for West Papua's bid. Now, without, though, full government support, how or can West Papuans feel that they actually have New Zealand's backing as they move towards this?
Well, I think they'll probably understand that there's a number of members of parliament who are supporting them. I'm not entirely sure what the national government's position is on West Papua. It wouldn't surprise me if their view is that they're better off trying to talk to the Indonesian government about it rather than speak directly to those in West Papua, because that's the nature of intergovernmental relations.
Now, politicians from right around the world have been signing this declaration, which was first launched actually in the United Kingdom by the co-founder of the International Parliamentarians for West Papua. Now, that's the Labor leader, Jeremy Corbyn, who, of course, is obviously very busy at the moment trying to get elected to be the next Prime Minister of the UK. Now, they're just a week away from their election, and he's actually been improving in the polls. And while it's expected he may not be likely to be the next Prime Minister, what do you think, if he does win next week's election, this could mean, and what impact that would have on the declaration?
Well, it might mean that he added more weight to the wheel if his new position was the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. And it's interesting to note that there is at least one thing I can agree with Jeremy Corbyn on.